Welcome to the Barons Hideout Podcast. I'm your host, Dustin.
And I'm your co-host, Dean, and we'd like to let you know where you can find us.
The best way to find our socials is on our link tree at the Barons Hideout, which has our Twitter, Instagram, and podcast links.
And you can find me on Instagram at Dean of the Dead Hot Sauce, on Facebook under Dean Sharp, and also my website, www.deanofthedead.com.
Lastly, if you wish to support us further, you can subscribe to our Patreon for $1 a month. Now, to the show. Episode 19, one episode closer, 20 episodes on our Screenbox Essential Picks. What a blast it's been, and how fun it's been going through this library and highlighting these films for everybody to go and watch and check out, and to give the service a chance, even if you do any of the promotional codes that they've been doing for like, it's like 99 cents for 3 months. It's crazy that they have going on right now. I think it ends, it'll probably actually be ended by the time this comes out, unfortunately. But the promotions that they have going on most of the time, for you to go check out the service. And one thing I do say that a lot of people don't know, and they don't really say that much, is that there are films on the platform that you can watch without being a subscriber. If there's a like a little crown, a red crown next to it, those are films that you need to be subscribed to watch. But if you're somebody who wants to check out the platform, see how the quality of videos are or anything like that, there are ones on there you can go and check out without being a subscriber. So that's just one thing I was like to kind of highlight for everybody, because I didn't know that until maybe 4 or 5 months ago when I was browsing, not logged in, and I was watching a film, and I was like, wait a second, I'm not logged in right now. So that's just something for everybody to go and check out. But we're here to talk about two other films that I wanted to highlight that I think are super fun, and ones that, one I haven't heard of until it came out, and then one I did hear of when I first signed on to the platform. The first one is My Mom's a Werewolf, which is a movie I did not know about until it dropped this month. And the other one is Fender Bender, which is super underrated, so hidden that a lot of people, I don't think, even know it exists. It's a great slasher. Very, very good slasher. Very Halloween-esque, in my opinion. And I love that since I'm a huge fan of Halloween. But before we start jumping in to all the talks of these films, I want to take a second to thank our sponsors. Hello! Let's take a second to talk about our sponsor for this video, Dubby Energy. This is a drink that has helped me kick 100% all soda. I don't crave soda anymore, and if I try to go drink any soda, I get a really bad taste. Like, you can taste the syrup and all the sugar that's in there. But Dubby, it's like more water than anything else. So it's super hydrating. It keeps you hydrated. And it also gives you clean and very natural energy. There's no sugar, no fillers, no artificial dyes. It's just powder. You put it in a drink, shake it all up. There's a little ball inside that mixes up the powder with water. And you're good to go. It was a long time coming, honestly, for me to kick soda, because I was addicted to it, and I would have it almost every single day, multiple times a day. I still drink coffee, and that's something I don't think I'm ever going to kick, because I enjoy my coffee, and when I don't want, you know, an energy drink, and I want something, you know, a little bit bolder, I would have a coffee, and that also gives me a lot of energy, but not as much as this. But coffee, sometimes I can come down and I can crash pretty hard. But if you're looking for a nice clean energy, try out Dubby. You guys will come on down very nice and smooth. No jitters, no headache, nothing. when I drink this whole thing of Dubby, I have about 5 to 6 hours worth of energy, and I come down very, very easily. So if you guys are in the market for trying something new, head over to Dubby and use our code BHOPOD for 10% off anything in cart. So you want to go try it, they have free packs. You can get a shaker. If you like it, stick with it. And you can just keep using that code over and over again. And every time you do it, 10% off anything on their site. So thank you, Dubby, and thank you for everybody supporting the show. Thank you so much for taking a second to listen to our ad. But back to the show. And the first movie I want to talk about very briefly and really give you guys some insight on this is My Mom's a Werewolf. Synopsis on IMDb reads as, after being bitten by a mysterious pet shop owner, housewife Leslie begins a gruesome transformation into a werewolf. Her only hope is her young daughter Jennifer, who races against time to stop Leslie from turning into an animal for good. This has John Saxon in it, who is the main werewolf. Susan Blankley, who plays Leslie. Tina Caspary. It's got John Shook in it. And there's some other people in here that you guys are probably know, but those are like the important ones, really, the big ones in the film. It's very fun, and I don't know. Let me go to Rotten Tomatoes real quick, because this like gave me such like straight to video vibes from this. This is from 1988, hour and 29. The synopsis on Rotten Tomatoes is the same. It's rated PG, but it's a pretty hard PG. It kind of like totes that line a little bit. And the only thing that I have here for release date is it was released to streaming February 8th, 2018. So the film, it gives me like a very much straight to video. And it has to be. It has to be a straight to video. It's really fun. You're following the mother of and wife of the husband who, what's his name in the film? He plays Howard. So he plays Howard. And she feels a bit lonely and lost, like he's not really interested in her. She does these things where she's dressing up in like lingerie and like they eventually, you know, they do the do. then she also has to go to the store and it's one of those the tick like necklaces you put on your dogs and cats so that way they're not like getting fleas and ticks and stuff. So she has to go to a pet store to go and grab that for their dog. And then she ends up essentially being, you know, tranced with this pet shop owner who, you know, we find out later is a werewolf, and also like she almost, you know, does the do with him. There's a lot of like toting the line of like, is this PG or is this PG-13 almost R? But this is the 80s where, you know, the boards on the ratings were a little bit, I want to say they were looser in a way for certain films. And you can definitely see it in this one. It's very, very fun. It's campy as hell, like super campy. The acting in it is, you know, it's good. It's an 80s film. It's good. And also I want to mention it in the beginning that the daughter, Jennifer and her friend, they go see like a psychic, and you can tell this psychic's fake and whatnot, but she reads them a prophecy essentially that something bad's going to happen in their life, and something's going to happen to the mother or something along the lines like that. Once again, I don't want to spoil too much of anything in this film. It's very good, very fun. I've watched it like 2 or 3 times already since it's dropped onto the platform. It's a newer one that's been on there, and I'm trying not to really highlight the ones that are just dropping, but I feel like it's also good to do that, so that way you guys are kind of keeping up with the new releases and if you should check out the ones that are on those lists that they're putting out every month. So yes, I definitely say check this one out for sure. This needs to be like part of your 80s essentials, essentially. I enjoyed it a lot. Let me know what you think. If this also kind of comes off as a straight video, do you think that this was an appropriate PG rating for us? Do you think it should have been PG-13? Let me know when you get through it all, because I had a blast with it. All right, so now onto the complete other spectrum of horror. We're going to talk about Fender Bender. And the plot on IMDb reads as, in a small New Mexico town, teenager Hillary gets into her first Fender Bender and innocently exchanges her personal information with the other driver, a terrifying, bizarre serial killer who stalks the country road for his next victims. And actually, I didn't tell you, going back, I keep doing this. Let's go back. So going back to My Mom's a Werewolf, the ratings, there's no tomato rating, but the audience score is 34%. And for Fender Bender, there's also no tomato meter rating for it, even though it does have 4 reviews, but the audience score is 42%. Synopsis is the same. We do have a theater release, even though it was limited. It was May 23rd, 2016, and then it was streaming January 3rd, 2017, with an hour and a half runtime, and it's rated TV-14. It's a pretty brutal film, in my opinion, for it to be a TV rating. Even though I think the one on Screenbox is not rated, I want to say, or unrated. It's a great, great film. If you're looking for something a bit fresh, that's, you know, sort of modern, didn't come out too long ago in the slasher universe, definitely check this one out. This has to have been like completely swept under the rug. There's some really, really cool effects in it. Good kills. It's very dark. Very, very dark. When you think someone's going to live, they may or may not live. The killer himself, who was played by Bill Sage, who he's just titled as the driver, is great. And then we have Mackenzie Vega, who plays Hillary. And a ton of other really great performances in this film. But those are the two I want to highlight, because you focus more on them. So yeah, she gets her license, she has a car, and then she accidentally, I think, backs up into the driver and exchanges information, as you would, you know, a normal thing, call your insurance, blah, 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 blah. And then you kind of go down, and it turns into almost like a mystery, because she starts realizing, like, oh, this guy is like kind of stalking me. And then she wants to figure out who he is, and then find out that, actually, I don't even want to say it, because that's a big spoiler. There's a lot of things that kind of happen in this film. But it's so fun. Great kills. Really good suspense. There's a really cool sequence where I think she's either hiding in a closet or underneath the bed. And it goes on for a while. But it's really intense. And, you know, after just talking about this, I think I'm going to go watch it again, just because of how crazy it is. So yeah, if you're looking for a new slasher, well, I want to say new slasher, definitely check out Bender Bender. It's great. And as always, if I'm going to tell you a great pairing or how to watch this pair, is I would say watch My Mom's a Werewolf to kind of start off nice and light, sort of. Then you can go straight over to Fender Bender and end it with a bang. Both really entertaining films, and I hope you guys enjoy these. I'm going to try to plan something really, really cool for episode 20 that will be coming out very, very soon. I already have some cool ideas, but we'll see what happens for sure. So yeah, thank you guys so much for being here, supporting the show, supporting Screenbox, and checking them out. It's been a ride, and there's some really cool reviews. I have a review right now that I'm working on. for one of their films called Subject. So definitely check that out when that drops. And I'll see you guys on the next one. Please go check these out and let me know what you thought of them. All right. Stay spooky, everybody.